Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Home Care Coalition, which is made up of 25 leading charities, not-for-profits and campaigners, launched its pre-budget submission this morning. They're calling for increased investment from government for up to 327 million euro to provide viable and sustainable home support services into 2025. One member of the coalition is Older People Charity Alone, and I'm joined now by their CEO, Sean Moynihan. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
This will make an awful lot of sense, I'm sure, to people within your coalition. But you might explain to the wider listenership what you're proposing here.
Well, I suppose what we have to just explain, and people will probably be aware what home care and home support is, but ultimately it's sort of a strategic anchor that helps people age at home. When we always hear about delayed discharges or we hear about the lack of support people have at home, it's all about the home care workers. And with an ageing population and also with an increasing number of population and the needs of those in the disability sector, we recognise there has been investment in this area, but unfortunately, because of the demand, we want to make sure that everybody gets the support they need. And ultimately, that means an uplift in budget.
And it's significant that 25 agencies or associations or charities, Sean, have come together to make this point.
Absolutely. As a group, we've been working together probably for the best part of a decade, where we've been fighting for the right to home care. So imagine you or a relative or a friend or a colleague were getting discharged from hospital and a clinician says you need 21 hours of home care so that you can live your life at home and maximise the quality of your health and your well-being. At the moment, there may be no staff available to give that, or what will happen is you will get loaves and fishes. Instead of getting what a clinician thinks you need, what is good for the quality of your life, you will get what's available. And ultimately, the right to home care is always about, if you get prescribed for medicine or for tablets, you usually go to a pharmacist and you get what is prescribed for you. Mm-hmm. In this case, that is not what happens for people.
And sometimes it's dependent on variables like geography.
Oh, look, absolutely. Obviously, what we have is a situation that obviously what we need to do is make sure that we have a quality of access both to young and to older people and also geographically. Unfortunately, we have a situation that obviously there's an awful lot of this is operated by large private sector companies. Nothing wrong with the private sector, but the reality of it is that can mean that the bias is towards urban centres. Mm-hmm. Rather than, and that ultimately the elements that are more rural or in more isolated place or less density of population might struggle to actually get the home care workers or to get home care companies to take up the contracts in those
areas. I think an awful lot of people listening, this is going to resonate with them, because as you say, if you've tried to get home care help for any situation in your family, and we've covered this in the programme before, people have found it extremely difficult. And answer me this though, Sean, the figure that you're looking for from government, 327 million euro, it's not a small figure. Where did you come up with that figure from?
Well, I suppose it is based on the bands around, you know, very people, but 131 million is extra allocation of extra hours.
So sorry, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to start that again. Where did you get the figure from? Simply the line broke, Sean.
Okay, sorry. So the breakdown is based on demand, and obviously it's broken down. 231 million is extra hours to make sure that there's a quality of access and the right to what people need. And the second figure is actually we have to ensure retention and keep people in this is actually to get people more income off this to produce a better job and to make sure that people that work in the community and voluntary sector in home care actually get paid the same amount of money as people that might work in providing the same service in the statutory sector.
And you say that might bring about viable and sustainable home support services into 2025. Look, we'll keep an eye on it for sure. CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, Míle Buíochas Leat.